I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey everybody, it's Tuesday and it's failing better time, and I'm Sean McLaughlin. I'm still here. Johnny's here.
I think Tuesday is failing better day, really. Tuesday's the original failing better day.
That's, I think, how the general public view it. They go, oh, it's failing better day. Thank you for listening.
Met a girl on Monday, took her for a drink on failing better day. We were making love by Wednesday.
We are an aphrodisiac. If it's your first time listening and you've got a big date, take them out on failing better day, because the dulcet tones of our voice will be ringing around their ears subconsciously.
Yeah. You're going to have an erection all day. It'll be tricky for you, but you will also learn to deal with it.
How do you deal with it?
Well, I have huge erectile dysfunction issues, so the idea of getting a boner is sort of incredible to me, but sadly, unachievable.
Okay, well, at this point, I just want to thank you all for listening.
It's been a bold start, hasn't it? 30 seconds in, Johnny can't get a boner anymore.
God, what do we do?
I think we just got to keep ploughing on. I'm struggling today, Sean, I'm not going to lie.
I'm struggling as well.
About 2 hours. Sophie's hungover. The dog is not being taken to doggy daycare, so he's still just in the kitchen with me, so that could go off at any point like a bomb. But what I'll say is I feel positive, because you know what, Sean? I believe in you. I believe
Thanks.
In myself, and I believe in this podcast.
I believe in this podcast too. So why has the dog not gone to doggy daycare? I mean, this is the perfect...
Well,
this is a very unique situation. If it's your first time listening to this pod, Johnny's dog is a sort of, you know, like Meris in... is that her name? In Frasier. This sort of never seen sort of demon size character.
Everything Sean is saying is a lie, inflammatory, and frankly libelous. My dog is the cutest dog in the world. It's lucky I've got the best dog in the world. And some of you might be sat on thinking, well, John, you can't have the best dog in the world because I've got the best dog in the world. Well, you're a fucking idiot if you're thinking that.
I saw the film Cocaine Bear last night, and that bear acts better than Johnny's dog does. Johnny's dog is not just the worst dog I've ever met. I think it's the worst living thing of all. It has single-handedly made me an atheist.
Sean, the lack of self-awareness there. Have you ever looked in a mirror? Worst mammal ever. She's the best mammal ever.
I didn't say mammal. I said living creature.
Oh, right. Well, I tell you what. There's some shit fish, all right?
There are some shit fish. TBF, Johnny, TBF. I was a bit... Look, there's a couple of... nasty reptiles, a couple of shitfish. But your dog is sitting in the same room as you. Now, is this going to be a problem for the podcast?
Almost certainly. It feels impossible that it wouldn't be. But I think we've just got to manage. We've just got to roll with the kicks. Is that the expression? Roll with the kicks?
No. What's going on? Like, the problem is I came into this Zoom recording thinking, well, at least I won't be the most tired one here. And then you go, oh, I've only slept 2 hours and my dog's on a bin or something.
Did a gig in Mold. The Moldovan people, they liked me.
Where is Mold?
It is in Wales, but close to England.
Good.
Yeah, yeah. So you know, because some gigs in Wales are just ridiculous. It's like, what? This is 7 hours to get to a bit of the UK that you should be able to get to in like an hour and a half.
Okay. I get that. But Mold isn't.
Mold is nice. And the gig went all right. And then I came back and I just couldn't get to sleep. So I just spent hours watching online chess videos.
I don't know what that means, Johnny, when you say you're watching online chess videos.
So, like,
can you please explain what that...
Grandmasters, you know, who are very, very good at chess, they just play online and then they, like, make a mistake and then they practice since the age of five and they're geniuses. So they make a mistake and then they want to kill themselves. So that's quite an enjoyable thing to watch.
I don't really understand.
So you're watching people play chess.
Yeah. But against each other or against a computer?
No, so it's like a streamer. It's like watching... It's like there's like a single streamer playing.
Oh, it's like on Twitch or something.
Yeah, yeah. And he's like, you know, I'll put the knight there. I'll put the... And then he's like, I made a terrible mistake. My life's worthless. And you just get to see the whole breakdown happen.
It sounds very similar to listening to this podcast.
You know what? That's such an astute observation. It's exactly the same emotional range of... It's someone... I guess the thing about them is they are extraordinary at what they do. Whereas we are, you know, we are.
Please don't finish this sentence. Please don't finish this sentence.
You got it. And anyway, I got to bed at three. And it's one of those things where I've got quite a busy day today and there was no reason not to be asleep. And so I just kept, like, turning it off, trying to get back to sleep, but not being able to get back to sleep. Finally got back to sleep. And then fucking Sophie woke me up at, like, 4 a.m. With the dog jumping on my head because Sophie had been to go to see Self-Esteem.
Oh, and had come back in a great mood and had brought the dog into bed.
Yeah, like a crazy person.
Now, here's a question, because you were sort of evangelist about never drinking again, and then obviously you started drinking again almost as soon as January ended. Did you have a drink or anything to sort of help you sleep last night?
I actually didn't, Sean. So there. But what I will say is, I did have a drink at 3 p.m. I had a work drink at 3 p.m. yesterday. Not yesterday, the day before.
Okay. What do you mean a work drink?
Well, it's a drink where you
But you work trying... alone. You work alone. So it's not I like, oh, alone. We're going for work drinks.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Does that count? Can I say to my wife, I'm just going for some work drinks when I'm basically going to sit alone in a pub for about 7 hours?
Definitely, Sean. It's the key to my relationship. Work drinks again, honey. Don't come to the pub.
So how many drinks did you have?
Well, it's sort of a sordid tale that got. I did a preview on Sunday of
your new Edinburgh Fringe show.
New Edinburgh show, and it went well enough for me to think I'm going to get fucking hammered. so I got hammered, and then the next day I was meant to be helping Sophie, and you only wake up and it's clear to you that you just can't do anything, but you can't admit it to the person you're meant to be working with.
Yes.
So I was like, yeah, yeah, no, I can definitely work. I can definitely work. And then about noon, I just had to say something. Or I just want to cry.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I just have to stop. And then I just had a duvet day and watched Iron Man.
Okay. Can I just say something? Listeners, if this is your first time listening to the podcast, welcome. Johnny's never spoken this much about so little, but I am fascinated. Long-time listeners to the pod understand that Johnny's vulnerability at this stage gives us a unique opportunity to really get into the core of his psyche. So I'm going to keep exploring. By the way, new listeners, do listen to the old ones. Subscribe, give us a 5-star review. We've got a Patreon, patreon.com/failingbetter.
That was Johnny, very slick, Sean. Can I just say it?
Yeah,
you were very
thank
slick
you.
There. You just...
That's why my nickname is Slick Rick.
Slick Dick.
My nickname is Limp Dick. Don't ask. No, seriously, though, don't ask. Johnny...
Yes.
You had a duvet day.
Duvet day, baby.
Okay, so what sort of day was... What happened? Go through it. You watched Iron Man.
Well, I watched Iron Man. But Iron Man's shit, so I watched about 8 minutes of Iron Man and thought, this is actually shit.
It is shit, isn't it?
It's so shit.
They're all so shit. I don't
understand,
get
Marvel. I always think, or maybe I'm not understanding what's good about Marvel, but there's just men who put on suits and then go around saving the world. I just think it's total bollocks.
Why did you decide to watch Iron Man then? You were having a duvet day and you thought, right, well, I've got enough time to watch 50 films and catch up with this.
It feels like, I think I was trying to live out the ideal in our culture of what a duvet day is.
Very, you know what I mean? Interesting question.
So it's like you watch Marvel because it's sort of a popcorn movie and then you have a pizza. But actually, I'm more intelligent than that. I watched a series of lectures about Nietzsche and I ate some dim sum.
Okay, but what did you actually watch Nietzsche? What did you actually watch after Iron Man?
I honestly can't remember what the fuck I watched. I just sat there. You know when you just sat there and your brain, you're in too much pain in your brain to actually be able to do anything.
Yeah, I'm sort of there now. I'm sort of there now, looking at my podcast co-host going, we've got to do two more episodes after this.
I'm fine. I'm like Ross in Friends. I'm fine. I've been watching a lot of Friends recently. I quite enjoy Friends.
Okay. All right. I'm starting to think that maybe Iron Man was a bit too highbrow for you.
I think Friends gets a bad rep. And you know what? I think it's frankly hipsters who've sort of no longer believe in casual misogyny or homophobia, and it's gone too far.
Yeah, I
it's
know.
It's a good comedy series.
I watched a lot of Friends actually on a flight. I don't know when I took the flight. But recently, and I hadn't watched it in years. It is very good stuff.
Oh, there's someone at the door now. This is a fucking...
Oh, fuck's sake. Right, listeners, I'm going to level with you. I'm really sorry about how this episode's going, okay? This was meant to be the beginning of us sort of announcing to you that it's our one-year anniversary of Failing Better. Next week, we're going to have a whole fun thing set up on our Twitter page. We're going to do two very special episodes. Instead, this episode is basically... boiled down to Johnny's back, and I'm glad he's back so he can hear this, us trying to dig Pelham out of a pit that he doesn't even seem to think that he's in.
Do you not think I think I'm in a pit? What is the pit?
What are you talking about?
I'm trying to say what that is again. The pit? You've said a metaphor, and I'm now trying to untangle that metaphor.
I think you're in a pit. I think you haven't slept. You've got a feral dog running around that you're in love with. You've got Stockholm syndrome. I think...
God, maybe you could be my therapist, Sean.
I'd love to be your therapist, Johnny. I'd be the only therapist in the world who hits their patients. And then when it's taken to the court, the judge goes, brilliant, you should have done that.
Someone should have done that years ago.
We're going to give you the opposite of prison time, which is you get to send someone else to prison.
That would be good if you were like a good citizen, you got to send someone to prison. But I guess the fear would be such a good citizen and so empathic that you wouldn't believe in the whole judicial system.
You know what I mean? Yeah. That sounds like a great science fiction story.
Do you think? Maybe we could write it.
Yeah, maybe we can. Anyway, the key thing is, thank you for listening. It is still the greatest podcast in the world. Our jokes are funny. We have yet to make any on this episode, but trust me, when we do, you're going to be lolling. But our wisdom is also wise. Am I right, Johnny?
That's the unique selling point of this podcast. You get it's a Venn diagram of a perfect circle between wisdom and humour.
We actually got a... did you see some of the comments in our Patreon? Because we do a Patreon, listeners. Do sign up, patreon.com/failingbetter. Extra content every week. Support the podcast. Help Johnny get out of this fucking pit.
Woo! I'm going to get out of the pit. Honestly.
Get him a rope ladder.
Please.
Did you see someone saying, I can't tell if I enjoy this podcast or if I'm just trauma bonded to it? I thought that. I go, yep, you get it.
Yeah. That's the fan which understands the podcast the best.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not an enjoyable experience. It's just an experience. If you've lived through terrible things, you'll be drawn to it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So you've been watching a lot of Friends recently.
Well, yeah, I have been watching. It's what I go to bed to because Sophie can't sleep due to the terrible voices in her head. So she needs to listen to something.
Johnny, can you just keep it fucking light for 2 seconds on this episode?
I don't do light.
Yes, you do. Do light. You're the light. You're the fun one on this podcast.
Do you think I have?
Inexplicably, you're the fun one.
Do you think I'm the fun one?
I think you're the goofy sidekick.
I don't like that. I think you've taken fun from.
I'm Shrek. You're Donkey. Do you understand what I'm saying?
God, I don't think I want to be. I definitely don't want to be. Donkey to you.
Alright, who do you want to be donkey to?
Anyone, but not you. Like I feel like you're probably right. Like Barack Obama probably has a sidekick who's a bit like Donkey. But you're Donkey to Barack Obama.
I mean, that is so weird. You think Barack Obama? Do you think it's Michelle?
No. I just mean like Barack Obama have like a wisecracking brother or something, or like friend, and he's like, yeah, we're friends, and the wisecracking one's always. Being the butt of the joke and making light-hearted quips, and Barack's like, I'm just trying to sort out Syria right now. Will you shut the fuck up?
Yeah, that's like me with this podcast. I'm trying to sort this podcast right now. Will you shut the fuck up?
But if I shut the fuck up, what have we got? We've just got a monologue of you sadly talking about how the podcast isn't working.
It is working out. This is the greatest podcast in the world. Shut the fuck up. Right, I'm commandeering this episode of the podcast, all right? Johnny, you're watching Friends.
Yeah.
You watch it every night. Who's your favourite friend?
I think I like Chandler a lot because he mirrors the relationship. Monica and Chandler are me and Sophie.
Okay. I've met you and Sophie. Yeah. And I've not met Monica and Chandler because they're not real, but In what way do you think you're similar?
Sophie is obsessed with cleanliness and keeping the house tidy, mm-hmm. and I am the most lovable character in the show.
Sophie is a professional chef. Yeah. And Johnny also has a job of some description.
And I'm everyone's favourite character, baby.
So Chandler's your favourite?
Who's your favourite? I bet you like Ross, don't you?
No, I don't. I tell you what, when I was rewatching it,
yeah.
the one, I tell you who I really like, I think Phoebe is the best, and Joey. I think,
the sexist and the sort of, the one who's a bit whimsical.
Yeah, I think, that's just a happy accident. I think those old sitcoms, it's the dumb characters that I think resonate through the ages, because dumb characters are just dumb characters, and they're sort of the most timeless.
Like Shakespeare's Fool.
Like Nick Bottom from Shakespeare.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's what we do. We when people look back upon this epoch, we will be those fools. They'll look back to Failing Better podcast and be like, these people really saw underneath the bonnet of 21st century society.
I think the problem is most idiot characters are sort of informed by a dynamic between a smart person and an idiot.
We're
two idiots. So what do we do about that?
Maybe that makes us more interesting. Nothing lifts us. We're just two idiots desperately drawing on clown noses, not even putting them on. Because that is how stupid we truly are.
Do you not agree with me about what I just said? I think Joey and Phoebe they're the best actors in the show. Actually, I do also think Jennifer Aniston is really good.
I think Ross is amazing as a physical... The thing Ross goes on such a journey in Friends is that in the first few series, he's the worst character in the world. And then clearly they decided it's fun around like season four where he has a breakdown. And then he just does loads of like amazing physical comedy.
I think he is really good. I think I just sort of... Maybe we all overdid it on Ross a bit.
Why did people
I think love... No one ever talks about Phoebe's like Phoebe's the I don't know, she's the Perlo of Friends. You know? Phoebe's the Michael Carrick of Friends. She just sits there, she gets the job done every episode.
She's
8
like
out
me.
Of 10. She's yeah,
like
she's
me.
Like you.
Yeah. She's just the metronome of the podcast. Just keeping it ticking by, not being ruffled by too many things like the dog desperately trying to get out the fucking door again or potentially about to bark at me. Just doing a great job.
Why don't you let your dog out?
Because then I've got to... Should I do that?
Well, I don't know. Tell me why you wouldn't and tell me why you should.
Well, I should because she's pleading to get out and she's about to start barking at us, which is going to disrupt the podcast. I shouldn't because it makes me a bit cold. Because I can't shut the door. I can't shut the door because she hates doors, my dog. She's got a very liberal...
I can hear her whining now.
Yeah. All right, this is all I'll say about my dog. She's a kind-hearted dog with a very liberal sense of borders, and she hates doors being closed.
Okay.
She's the opposite of Trump. She'd tear down the wall. That's what she'd be saying. She'd be saying, let everyone into America. Frankly, it wouldn't work, my dog's immigration policy.
Right. Go open the door, and you know what? As you're doing that, Johnny, do me a favour. Have a little think about where you want the rest of this podcast to go.
Good, 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 good. All right, see you in a sec.
Okay, thanks.
Bye.
God damn it, listeners. I don't know how it's got to this. We're a week away from our first birthday jamboree. Johnny's on 2 hours sleep letting his dog out. And let's be honest, this is probably the highlight of the pod. Anyway, he's back. He's back. Shut the fuck up.
What are we saying?
Nah, nothing. Don't worry about it.
Right, we've got 12 minutes 30. I think we've got enough time to make this the best podcast episode ever.
Should we call Harriet again? See if she wants to come on the pod.
Call my dog. Hello, dog. You've ruined everything. How do you feel about that?
That's interesting. So you didn't watch Friends last night. You watched chess videos.
Yes. I really like watching. Do you ever watch gamers play?
Gamers? No.
Yeah, like...
Very rare.
I just watch chess, but it's such a big thing now, isn't it? People watching...
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
computer games.
I mean, yeah, video game streaming is enormous. Part of me wishes I could do it, because it feels like if you get good at that, it is genuinely the easiest. Of all the easy grifts in the modern age, that one seems the most easy.
We should play Football Manager. That could be. We could do it on Twitch 12 hours a day, and we'd probably make money playing Football Manager, which is absolutely the dream.
12 hours a day, what, we play in the same league?
Yeah.
Oh, that would be good, actually. That would be really fun.
You be QPR, I'll be Bradford City. We'll see who comes out on top.
Hey, I was going to ask you about this, because you're an Arsenal fan, right?
I certainly am, yep.
And I was going to ask you, Johnny, as a sort of northern dog...
I am a northern dog.
As a sort of wet puppy of the north, how did you, Johnny Pelham, become a fan of Arsenal Football Club, which is a club from North London, which, as everyone knows, is the most sophisticated and important part of the world?
Well, my father grew up just outside Highbury, which was used to be Arsenal's ground, and then he got me when I was a kid. And when you're like 3 or 4, then you have those sort of loving moments with your dad. My dad is quite a sort of philosophical, avoidant, slightly cold fish. So any sort of emotion you latch onto as a boy. I read War and Peace when I was 14, pretty much just so he'd love me. Did it work? No. But,
Johnny, every sentence you've said so far in this recording has ended in a huge emotional downturn.
Well, Sean, let me just say that I think you look very beautiful. I think you're a very handsome, wise man, and I love doing this podcast with you.
Again, you started off great and it got really depressing. How could you possibly love doing this podcast? So, yes, I was wondering that because I didn't know whether you were there because whether you were a glory hunter. So it's good to know that you're not a glory hunter.
I'm not, and you're a glory hunter in a way, aren't you? Because you support QPR.
Oh, yeah, what a glory hunter. I support Queen's Park Rangers. I actually went to the game on Saturday.
Oh, they lost?
Yeah, of course they fucking lost. All they do is lose. But I took my sister. I've been looking for like a few more QPR friends, people I could bring to games.
QPR. And listeners, if you are a fan of QPR and want to be friends with Sean McLaughlin, then email in at feelingbetterpod@gmail.com and we can make that work. You could do like a little video with a fan. Being like, he's a fan of QPR and of Sean McLaughlin.
I actually, this is not a joke, I got recognised at QPR.
That's so fun.
Yeah, it was really good.
The manager.
The police officer.
Yeah.
You're the one who's been shitting in the opposition box. Uh-oh. No, I got recognised by someone in the stands. That was very exciting.
That's so cute. What did they say?
It was one of the players.
Do you do Failing Better Pod? Can you get Johnny Pelham's autograph for me?
Yeah, that was it. No, I went to the game. It was really interesting. The thing is about when you go to football, I love going to football, and I love going to QPR because it's a great little stadium, and it's really old. It's a piece of shit. It is the failing better of football stadiums in the sense that it's so bad it should be illegal, but I wouldn't want it any other way. Right, listeners?
That should be our tagline. So bad it should be illegal, but I wouldn't want it any other way. Welcome to another ep of Failing Better.
But it is like... it's interesting that you just... Like, I was there because I wanted to support the players and I want the team to win. I do think there are enough people who go to football who only go because they want to shout at linesmen and they don't know how else to do it. Well, there was bloke sitting in front of us who all he did was shout at the linesman that was standing right there. And I thought, if he quits, then the game doesn't happen.
Yeah, but I think specifically, I think if you want to shout, you can do that in other areas of life. If you want to shout at a linesman, you probably do need to come to some sort of sporting event.
Yeah, 100%.
Because you're going to struggle to find linesmen in normal life, I'd say.
Unless you know someone on your street who happens to work as a linesman and you just shout it when they're
at Sainsbury's. That's the dream. But luckily, not enough people, because you know, like they have the 3 p.m. kickoff where they don't show live matches to keep attendance levels go. It's very lucky that people don't have a lot of linesmen living near them.
Yeah,
otherwise,
100%.
Gates would crumble.
Well, also. It's been taken off the public record whether someone is a linesman or not.
That register was ruining the game.
Well, until the 70s, I mean, you had all the linesmen were known publicly. People were going around, people going to the dentist. The dentist was calling them a blind cunt. It was awful.
There is the level of in-group, out-group dynamics that can happen at a football match, and the level of swearing is fantastic, actually.
I took my sister. It was really fun. And, like, she really enjoyed it. And QPR is a good... It's a good... You're not going to get much aggro there. Like, it's a decent set of fans for the most part. But she at one point went, this is probably the most masculine environment I've ever been a part of.
I know.
Especially there, it's like if you go to Arsenal got a big, lovely new stadium. QPR's stadium is effectively a concentration camp. Like, it is just all barbed wire and like rusting steel and old men coughing. That's all it is.
God, it sounds like a... It sounds, when you say it like that, it sounds pretty gruesome, actually.
It's brilliant.
It sounds
I
like
love
the,
it.
The
I genuinely
boy in the striped
going...
pyjamas is going to walk out at halftime.
Got a boy in the blue and white hooped pyjamas. Ew, keep me up, keep me up.
See, I like the idea of you becoming like a celebrity fan of QPR, because are there any other celeb fans of QPR?
Right, well, comedian Sean Walsh, friend of mine...
enemy of mine. Let me just say that. Enemy of mine.
Enemy of mine, who I was going to ask you if you wanted to get him on the podcast.
I'd love to have him on the pod. Love to have him on the pod. Generally don't have any relationship with him. Not sure I've ever met him. Get him on the pod. We can talk about animosity or deep beef.
He's a mad QPR fan. And when his career was good, which it now back is, unfortunately. Unfortunately for me, his career's back. He's back on top. Well done, Sean.
Damn it.
He, Football Focus, used to send him to interview all the players and stuff.
Sean, this could be you.
I was like, genuinely, like when they brought Ian Holloway back, and Ian Holloway was like one of my childhood heroes.
A sad childhood there, but we haven't got time to get into it.
Of all the tragic things you've thrown out in this episode, none is probably more tragic than me saying Ian Holloway was my childhood hero. But when he got brought back, I was watching Football Focus, which is the BBC's main football sort of magazine show.
Mm. And the focus of it is football.
I think, by the way, all TV shows should be that. They should have what they're about, and that's what the focus is. Yeah. You know,
James Soprano, Bond, focus Soprano. Spying.
Tony Soprano, focus. The focus is football. I suppose then that begs the question, what is the name of this podcast under that?
The focus,
I don't know if it's funny focus. It doesn't feel right.
Keeping on talking in spite of overwhelming evidence, they must stop.
filling the day focus. But Sean Walsh, are we sending Sean Walsh to Loftus Road to interview all the players? I was like, oh, that should be me.
That's your dream. We
that
need to work
me.
Out how to make you QPRs. Like, how much? You do need to... Maybe you could go on I'm a Celeb, get me out of here.
Shall I go on that?
I'd love you to be on I'm a Celeb.
I just can't think of anything I'd want less. I was offered Britain's Got Talent once.
Wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Would you do it? You've got...
No, I said Simon Cowell's the right man. I'm not going to take over his position.
They wanted you to do the Cheryl Cole role. We need some eye candy, and we think you're the man to do it, John.
Yeah, we need to get the mums back watching. Yeah.
The blind mums.
So, yeah, that's what I should be doing. But I love it so much. I love it. My dream has always been to have a season ticket.
Why don't we do? I know we're trying to rebrand the podcast. We've got 3 minutes to go, so we've not got any. Why don't we do a football podcast? Because people like football, and we could talk joyfully about football rather than having to talk about self-help every now and then.
Well, I'm a QPR fan. I'm not going to talk joyfully about that. They've won one game in 18.
Perfect. We can have like a little light, frothy conversation. I'm like, Arsenal are going to win the league with the greatest team in the world. Arteta's the best manager ever. And you're going to be like, I want to kill myself. It's the exact opposite of our current dynamic.
I don't know, man. Maybe we should do a football podcast. But I don't care. I don't know. But the thing is, it would just end up being this anyway, wouldn't it?
Oh, without a doubt. And because Failing Better brackets, there will be some football chat in it.
Failing Better. Is that what we should call this episode, by the way? Failing Better, there will be some football chat in it.
Yeah, maybe. Or maybe we call it... the point of this is to keep talking or whatever the fuck we said that. The focus is...
Look, the point is just to keep talking. I mean, that's a great... I think that's not just a great title for this podcast. That is a great motto for life. The point of life is just to keep talking.
Which is why I personally do not believe mute people should have civil rights. That's just my opinion. But if you can't talk, you're not a functioning human being. Get out of my country. Imagine that'd be such a weird... Imagine someone ran on the back of that ticket. Mute
I mean,
people.
What I love is that is the clip. That is so clearly the clip for this episode.
Yeah, that could be the clip. We're looking for clipboard content. Someone sent us in a clip.
Yeah, someone did send us a clip. We should just talk about that before we end.
It's actually,
this crazy episode of Failing Better.
It's Dave Jones, who is actually... Bill in Alma's Not Normal.
No way!
Yeah, which is the... I can't really remember. If you've watched it, you know who he is. If you haven't, you won't.
I have watched it. That's really cool.
Yeah.
Dave Jones, thank you so much. He actually did send us... In the last episode, Johnny, who's the person who's meant to sort all our clips, openly ask people at the end of the episode, if you think any of this has been clippable, feel free to cut it up.
I mean, someone did it.
And someone actually did it. I mean, are we able... Maybe we should just start sort of subcontracting the entire production of this podcast. If anyone wants to be on the... If anyone wants to just do a podcast... If anyone wants to host a podcast, just let us know. Host it and... Yeah,
this is a really good idea. This is subcontracting at its finest. This is how like private firms get around like polluting the oceans. What we can do.
Yeah, I really like it. I'll just read the email. Clip attached, heavily edited, but fuck it. You can't throw icing sugar on a turd and call it a cake. And then a winky face. Fuck
you
off,
can.
Mate.
You fucking can, mate.
Yeah, you can. You can.
That's
actually
my whole career.
Fucking love your stuff. Whee. Half podcast management meeting filled to the brim with self-loathing and doubt. Just my cup of tea.
Well, that this episode's been right on.
Yeah, Dave,
yeah, this has been right on.
You're in heaven.
Yeah. But the only problem with the clip is it slags off Harriet. And I don't know, I feel a bit mean.
Why, what do we say about it?
I say it and then fucking Harriet came round. And then you say that's like having Taz in your house. And then... She's been really kind and like promoted the pod and went on the pod later that ep. So now I feel bad about so obviously slagging her off. So I don't know if we can publish it.
Do you feel worse about that or the fact that you've never cut a single clip or put out any sort of social media thing in your time as our social media?
I think as we agreed, Sean, we are an album. There is nothing that can be clipped from us.
Okay, sure, sure, sure.
I sent you a text saying, is there anything clippable from this episode? And you said, haha, fuck no. So now, give me this shit. Well, that's the alarm. We're time's up. Do you think this has been a good ep?
I think it's been an episode, and let's just leave it at that.
Woohoo!
It's another episode. You've got nothing on us, listeners. We've spoken to a mic. We've churned this shit out. You can't write to your MP about us.
Well, you could, but I think you would not get a positive response.
Well, you're probably right about
MPs
it.
MPs in our pocket. That's what our Patreon money goes to. Keeping Matt Hancock sweet.
Oh, God. Anyway, thank you so much for listening. It is our first birthday next week, and we were going to spend this episode talking about that, but things have sort
of deteriorated.
I was thinking,
Sean, why don't we make this the Friday ep, and then we talk about the birthday on the Tuesday ep, so do the Tuesday ep now.
Hmm. What an interesting question. It's sort of time travel. You're asking us to travel in time because we've recorded this the entire time as if it was the Tuesday app. But you're saying maybe this is the Friday app.
Mm. And we should also say this is 2018. Imagine if we filmed all these and then 5 years later put them all out.
We had about 400 in the bank before we started releasing them. We were so confident in the product.
That's why there's so many references. I'm talking about Obama a lot. I think
talk about Obama a lot.
Yeah, I think he's really
cool. You talk about him a lot for a man who can't pronounce his name.
How do you say his name?
Obama. How do you pronounce it?
Obama.
No, you say Obama.
Obama. Obama. Am I saying it right?
You're saying it right now. I feel like conversationally you don't say it right.
Well, you know what that is? That's such a sort of dig, because every time I say Obama for the rest of my life, that'll pop into my head and I'll be anxious about saying it right.
Stop saying it. You shouldn't be saying it enough that it pops into your head. Like, that shouldn't be an issue in your life.
Well, how am I meant? I'm currently writing his biography, so tell me how I'm supposed to not mention Obama's name.
Is it authorised or unauthorised?
I'm not going to speculate on whether or not Obama's agreed to this. But let's just put it this way. There's a lot of saucy secrets in it.
It's a lot of conjecture, yeah. Saucy secrets, and diagrams.
Let me just say this.
Barack Obama looks like naked.
Facts are overrated.
Just to promote the biography of Barack Obama that you're writing,
yeah.
What are the sort of three biggest revelations from it? And then we'll leave this episode. And it can be the Friday episode. And so happy weekend, everyone.
Like, three biggest revelations from my book so far. Syria isn't actually a country. I got to the bottom of that.
Okay. What is it? Are you allowed to say?
No. I guess it's a geopolitical space that transcends any idea of the nation state we currently have in our society.
Great.
Point two, Barack Obama is always wearing a party hat and he takes it off just for press conference and things like that. But he's called the unicorn around the office because he's always got little party hats on.
Okay.
And,
Johnny, can I just say, so far,
yeah.
If you nail this third one, we might have a clip on our hands. We might actually have a clip on our hands.
There's too much pressure.
There's
now.
A lot of pressure.
There's no way I can.
Johnny, just to let you know, this might actually be a clip.
And
what's your third thing about a barber that you've thing, learned?
He exercised exclusively by going to trampoline on trampolines.
Okay. Would have been a great clip.
The pressure got to me. I was going to say something about his socks, but then you said we had to make money, and I thought, go trampolines.
What were you going to say about his socks then?
I don't know. I just thought socks are funny, talking about socks. The thing about me, Sean, is I never know what I'm saying until after I've said it. And then sometimes I think, why the fuck have I said that?
I think you often don't know what you've said until about 10 minutes after you've said it, and I've told you what you said, and you went, did I say that? And I go, yeah, you said
true.
That.
That's very true. Yeah, very I've said true. This a lot, but I've been the easiest man to gaslight in the world.
Well, that's the end of it. Thank you so much, everyone. Look out for Johnny's Barack Obama unauthorized biography. What's it called?
It's called Barack Obama, The Truth, for sure.
Actually, not a bad title, actually. And it is our first birthday week next week. So do go on our Twitter, follow our World Cup of Failing Better. Go on at Failing Pod. We're doing a World Cup of Failing Better. And email us at failingbetterpod@gmail.com. Talk about all the ways that Failing Better has improved your life, where you listen to it, why you listen to it. And we're going to have some big things next week.
Thank you. I didn't really say anything then because I thought you were dealing with it so well, but then I could see that you thought I should chip in with something. So I just thought I'd do this.
I think you did really well. Thanks a lot, everyone.
Thank
see you soon.
Sean.
Bye.
Thank you, everyone. Goodbye.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.